There's their take. There's your take.
And this is our take.
Our take with Jill Kasich and Stacey Slayton on the Horn.
Saturday morning. You are listening to Our Take here on the Horn. I'm Jill.
I'm Stacey.
And we have quite a show lined up for you today. That's not a lie. Normally I tell you guys that and it's not true. But today we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk March Sadness, as I like to call it, because it's never anybody's month.
Everyone's still into it, but I'm pretty sure like the first day, second day, everyone's kind of not over it, but they're just like, well, all right, I'm just going to kick back now and just watch some basketball.
You know what? That is my favorite thing about March Madness. Like, the best part about March Madness is when your team is eliminated in round one and you're like, okay, we're good. I don't care anymore. Like, emotional attachment
stress
is done.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Because it really is an emotional roller coaster.
It's such an emotional roller coaster.
Yes. Well, and you think about the first few games that have already happened and think about the upsets that have happened. I mean, I know we were talking at work the other day, and so many people had Marquette going a couple rounds in, and now that sucks for them.
Look what you've done.
Look what you did.
That was pretty cool seeing Liberty take down Mississippi State last night.
I had Mississippi State going in a couple rounds.
Well, and lucky for you, bright side here, we were out, so it's just like, all right, order another round. Here we go. I mean, it's like you had the medicine waiting for you.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it wasn't one of those I needed to drown my tears because I have no investment in either of the brackets that I filled out this year. One's for work, one's for the Horn. And both of them, I just literally, it was like flip a coin. I never have a rhyme or reason to my bracketology.
You don't? Like, there's never...
No, I go with my gut a lot. I look at the teams, and I'm like, I just feel like this team is going to win. I try to pick a handful of upsets, but then sometimes I get there, and I'm like, man, this is upset heavy. I need to balance it out a little bit more. I need to give some higher seeds. I need to get them a little bit deeper into my bracket. But yeah, it's like a feeling thing, which has never worked out for me.
I was like, you should reevaluate.
It's because I have no feelings.
But you know what? Sometimes, let's be honest, life can be much easier when you don't have feelings.
Yeah. It's gotten us this far.
Oh, man. That is true. One of the best things I saw on Twitter last night after the Liberty victory was from the Liberty basketball team's Twitter account. And they tweeted out a photo and it said, like, now accepting all bandwagon fans. Here's your application. And it had, like, certain things that you had to do. It was, like, your favorite team last year.
Good on
them. Your favorite team this year. And it's true. I'm sure there's a lot of people now jumping on it. After you get rid of the stress and the emotions of now you realize your bracket is just torn to pieces and so you have no dog in this fight. You're like,
go for the underdog.
All right. Yeah. Let's do another Cinderella story here.
And those are so fun. Like, you want to root for those teams. So it's easy to hop on that bandwagon.
It is March Madness is such a, I love it. I mean, everybody loves it, of course. I mean, if you're a sports fan, but I'm trying to think in terms of a ranking order where it lies. I think it's the best thing to get casual sports fans or really even non-sports fans invested into it is, hey, here, fill out a bracket picked by your favorite colors. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I just
anybody
think it's
can
so
do
cool.
It.
You feel that. You feel like everyone all over the country is into it.
Yes.
That's probably one of my favorite things about it.
Well, and it takes no skill to fill out a bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, fantasy sports, you have to, I mean,
shoot,
I guess.
Even fantasy, sometimes I feel like when I would put all my research into it, my team was crappy.
And then if
I auto-drafted,
you win.
I almost won.
Yeah, fantasy, you probably need a little more skill or knowledge into it if you're going to, like, consistently do well at it. Bracketology, picking your bracket, there is literally no rhyme or reason to it. Go by your favorite color, pick your favorite number, flip a coin, do whatever. And you have as good of chances of having a good bracket as anybody.
That's the fun of it because it's so unpredictable. And our friend Cedric Golden, he wrote something about it that he was doing it differently this year. And I've never actually thought about it this way, but he went with the conference. He was like, I think the SEC is going to do really well, which, you know, we'll see about that. Again, it's so hard to predict. But, yeah, so he kind of was more SEC heavy in his bracket, and so he went with the conference. Yeah. But what do you think about filling out multiple brackets? How are you on that?
I'm for it. Like I said, I filled out two. And that's probably – two or three is probably my limit. I made a joke on Twitter. Our friend Bob Blue had said that he was going to pick only underdogs in his bracket so he could say that he called all of them. And I said, well, that's why I fill out 15 brackets so that no matter what happens, I'm like, yeah, I knew that was – I called that in my bracket.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
Yeah, no. But
it's like so not real.
I only did two. And like I said, three is probably my max. It's a process. It takes a long time. I don't know.
Well, when you're invested in your – you want to do well, yeah, it can definitely take a lot of time.
Yeah. When I'm like, the cutoff was 10 a.m. and it was like 9:50, and I'm like, oh, crap. All right, let's fill them out.
Just, you know, pick your final four and then sort it all out the rest of the way.
Yes. All right. Well, join the conversation during the show at any time. Hit us up on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. You can also get us on all the social medias at This Is Our Take. Coming up in the next segment, we are going to be joined by
Jordan Uplegger.
Yes.
Of Dell Match Play, executive director. He's going to, of course, preview what's to come. And I think the big storyline is...
is the food, right?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Oh, never mind.
Food as well, sure, yeah. Tiger served on a platter.
Meow. I was going to do a tiger growl.
I was waiting. I knew you had something because I saw it in your face. And I'm just like, what is this garbage she's about to spew over the radio? Dylan, you better cut that. We're going to tweet that out later.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You just softballed it. I couldn't
I
not
did.
Do it,
so. Hey, I'm only here to set the table for you.
Thank you. No, we are going to talk Dell Match Play, which is going to be a lot of fun. We have a giveaway coming up, too, on the show, which... We're doing a bobblehead giveaway. So we have a trio of bobbleheads, Nomar Mazara, Joey Gallo, and Robinson Chirinos bobbleheads, and a pair of seats on the Rangers Express. Now, this is a bus that is taking you from Round Rock up to the ballpark in Arlington,
Globe Life Field, one or the other.
It does not roll off the place up there.
It's going to take you to
a ballpark.
It's going to take you to a Rangers game. It's a lot of fun. I did it a couple years ago. It was a blast.
Is it really
it's
fun?
It's so much fun.
Is it
fun.
The fan bus?
It's a fan bus, yeah.
Okay.
It is
I've always been
so
curious about that.
We need to do it one of these times. Yeah, I did it like with a group of four or five girlfriends. And
were you swinging from the rails?
Yeah, it was. Figures. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just like a little monkey.
Yep.
Just climbing up there.
Yep.
No, we had a lot of fun, and it was great weather. You can't go wrong. So, yeah. So stay tuned because we're going to have information on how you can win all of this throughout the show.
It's funny because Joey Gallo has a big head already. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's like his jaw is like, yeah. So this is fit. So
very
it really
boxy.
Doesn't look any different, these bobbleheads. We have them in front of us. Yes.
What was it? I don't know. Real life? What?
Never you already mind. Met your quota with the
I'm
meow,
done.
So just stop.
No, I wasn't going to do anything on that. I was trying to think of a, I don't know. Never mind. All right. We just got a text in that says, Robinson Chirinos doesn't play with the Rangers anymore. Sad face. Yes, we know. He is an Astro, but he is an amazing person, an amazing individual. So we can still cheer for him, people. Okay. And he had a Rangers bobblehead, so we can still give it away. I'll draw an Astros logo on it for you.
It's like the that's actually really funny, but it's like a you know how say like the Super Bowl, like they have all these shirts and like hats printed out for each team, whoever wins. Like what do they do with the shirts of the team that lost?
They send them to
Yeah, I know.
Third world
well that's
countries.
Why I feel like guys, there's so much inventory they're just trying to get rid of. Okay, so take your dang bobblehead, whether
be
it's
happy
the
that
Rangers
we're giving you
not.
Something, okay?
Would you keep
Gosh.
A Nolan Ryan Rangers baseball card, even though he wasn't with the Rangers the whole time?
Did
yeah,
you rip
probably.
It up?
Or did you rip it up, maybe? I don't know. I don't think baseball people would do that. We got another text in directly towards me. do I remember when Sean and I were at Georgetown and he pranked me with Coach Foster and the Fungo Bats? Yes, I do. It's on my social media pages.
What was the prank?
I don't remember. It was a year ago.
Oh, you don't remember?
Yeah,
do you? They just asked if you... Yeah, I remember.
I remember it.
What was it? Let the people know. Give them what they want.
Yeah, you can. You know what? You can go to at Stacey Slayton on Instagram and search for a video, and there's a video in there. That will do a much better... that tells the story much better than I could over the airwaves.
We'll repost it on This Is Our Take.
It was good times.
Yeah. I was going to say let's get into our don't do that's, but I think we might have to push it to the third segment because we're not prepared yet.
Now, taking suggestions or applications for don't do that's, we both dropped the ball this week. Actually, I know I thought about some.
You had one last night.
I had one last night.
A good one.
And I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
So now it's just like out in the air. So text us in your don't do that's. Wait, do you really not have one either?
I do, but I'm just waiting for yours.
Okay.
Okay, we have a lot of action, though, going on today for March Madness. Just a reminder real quick, coming up at 11:10 in a few minutes, just started maybe. Maryland LSU, 1:40 you're going to have, I'm going to butcher this, Wofford and Kentucky, 4:15 Florida, Michigan, Murray State and Florida State. I'm stoked about that game. That's going to be fun.
Dude, Murray State is with gosh dang it, I'm going to butcher his name. Not Ja Rule, but the other Ja Rule. By the way, Ja Rule. Okay, here's one. Don't be Ja Rule. Just don't do it. Don't try to launch a fire festival that literally just blows up in your face. We'll go with that. That's my don't do that.
We're not ready for it.
I thought you were ready. Oh, it's a... Okay.
We didn't even play the song.
I know. Let's do it. Roll it.
That's not good. This is wrong. No. No. No, don't do it.
No! No! Don't f*** with me, all right?
Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't you put that evil on me!
All right. My don't do that is... I'm like kind of torn on this one, but I'm just going to stick to it. Do not wear a jersey for a team that is not playing in a tournament to the tournament.
Okay.
I get.
Or like a.
I mean,
was it
I'm torn because it's like, yeah, don't even get. Like, Marlin Man, what are you doing? Like, come on. You're paying all this money for this front row seat, and then
that. Your
team's not even in it, and you're wearing their jersey. I don't even get that whole thing. And he wears it to different sporting events. I'm like, you're at a basketball game wearing a baseball jersey. Get out of here. But I'm torn on it because it's like the college level still, and I get the collegiate pride. You want to rock that. But let's not go all out for a team that's not in the tournament.
All right. That makes sense.
That's my don't do that.
Okay, my don't do that, and I have a somebody in my life close to me work-wise who does this all the time, and it drives me nuts. Sure, we'll say his name is Sean.
Okay.
Do not smack your gum with your mouth open.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. It's okay, there's this thing called like metamonophobia or something like that.
Yeah, it's just fear of people chewing with their mouth open.
Is that the fear?
I don't
know.
It's
just like you, like
the
it sound, irritates
yeah.
you, the sound, and you're just like, it cringes. Oh, do not smack your gum, period. Please don't. And oh my gosh, it's cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Close your mouth, people.
I was watching this show on Netflix, which I'm not endorsing it, so I'm not even going to say the name of it, but it was a dating show about blind dates or something. And this girl, she's like, I just really like to savor my food, and so I just... She was like, so I just taste all of it. And when she was eating, she was literally like... And I was like, I can't
stop.
Oh, my
God, that's the worst.
And the guy, she was like teaching the guy how to do it. It was so weird.
Ew.
Needless to say, she didn't get a second date.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will get you on the text line. We're going to talk Dell Match Play and so much more. You're listening to Our Take on the Horn.
Baby, have a good day, but you know you better call. Everything just the way she left it. She took my things right off the dresser, replaced the photo of my ex that was hanging down the hall. Yeah, she
feels very California to me.
I like it. I'm here
like
for
you're
it.
Back at home.
Yeah, I'm into it. All right, We are doing a big giveaway on this show today, and I don't want to downplay
it.
So
it's huge.
But no, our man Dylan, he is launching a Rangers Insider podcast starting on Thursday. So on behalf of that, we are giving away a trio of bobbleheads, a trio of Rangers bobbleheads, Nomar Mazara, Joey Gallo, and Robinson Chirinos, and a pair of tickets on the Rangers Express fan bus and tickets to the Rangers game. So again, that bus is going to leave out of Round Rock, go up to Globe Life Park, and you're going to go to the game. It's so much fun. Again, that's two tickets, three bobbleheads. All you have to do is text us in your best sports. Don't do that. You can get that on the text line, 512-337-3776. Send us your best sports. Don't do that.
Yes.
And we'll pick a winner in the last segment of the show. So you have some time, but get them in.
We thought this through.
Yes.
Like, thoroughly.
Yeah, thoroughly. So, all right.
For you.
We are now going to head out to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, where we are joined by Jordan Uplegger, the executive director of Dell Match Play. Jordan, how's it going?
Going great. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you out at the course right now?
I am.
Oh, how's it looking?
The golf course is in tremendous shape. Bobby Stringer and the Austin Country Club staff have done a tremendous job getting this golf course ready to host the top 64 players in the world.
Okay, now I'm going to come clean. I just got into golf recently, and I say recently, probably within the last year. So for me, and I'm so excited for Dell Match Play. It's one of my favorite events of the year, and hands down my favorite sporting event in Austin of the year. So from a fan's perspective, especially someone like me who's just getting into golf, what's out there for me?
Well, we've taken a fan first initiative for this event, trying to make sure that fans like you that might not be into golf all that much, but would just like to come out and have a great time. We offer, you know, local food vendors, live music, and custom cocktails, and try to make a little bit of a food scene alongside the sporting event. So while we are showcasing the top 64 players in the world, you're able to come into our fan experience and activate or look at all of the Dell technology activation, along with really what makes Austin so unique with the live music and the food scene that we have here.
Well, Jordan, with the top 64 players coming to Austin for the first time since it's been in Austin, the Tiger Woods is coming to the ATX. What was the reaction like when you guys saw that he made his commitment?
Well, clearly, we're really excited to have Tiger Woods in our field. You know, Tiger Woods has not played in the state of Texas since 2005. And has not played in the match play in quite some time. So he hasn't actually played in this format, our new format. So, you know, we're clearly excited to have him. You know, it just shows, you know, last year at this time, we weren't really even sure the status of his game or how healthy he would be after having four back surgeries. So clearly the fans are ready for him, and we're ready for him here at Austin Country Club.
What did that do for ticket sales? Are tickets still available, and how can fans get tickets right now?
So tickets are available for Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. We are sold out on Friday and Saturday. Sunday is looming. So fans can still go to our website, DellTechnologiesMatchPlay.com, and purchase Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday tickets as of today.
Nice.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, so this is the fourth year that Dell Match Play has been in Austin. And have you seen, like, it? Every time I've been, as Jill says, it's one of her favorite events. It's certainly my favorite event. I would even say it tops the Super Bowl, but that's me personally, and I've been to the Super Bowl. I just absolutely love it, everything about it. You're rubbing shoulders with the greatest golfers in the world, and you guys just do such a good job of putting it on. But have you seen it kind of develop, and it's like this well-oiled machine now? How do you think it's progressed in the last few years here in Austin?
Yeah, I think I'll go back to that fan first initiative. I think we've taken a lot of the fans' comments. You know, in the past we only sold a weekly ticket, and so this year we started selling a daily ticket. And the country club, you know, we only host 10,000 people per day, so it creates a very unique experience for our fans. And with that, we've made small tweaks to help with the flow of fan traffic and try to create the best experience possible for our fans and our partners that are coming on site. And so that will maintain our mission from an on-site perspective. And you can't thank our partners, you know, enough, you know, the title sponsor and Dell Technologies and the membership of Austin Country Club. They're driven to execute a flawless event year in and year out as well. And it makes our job that much easier to have great partners in the mix. And the last thing I would say is, you know, it's really great for our team to see the charitable impact here in Austin. Just, you know, last week we were able to go and open a brand new park with the Parks Foundation. And it's easy for us to say that we've given $3.2 million away over the last 3 years, but to actually walk into some of these facilities and to hear about the programming with our charitable beneficiaries, to see how that money is being used within the community is, I think, very impactful. And it really shows the full impact for our fans and what they're doing within the community.
I think that's so impressive. And like you said, for fans to be able to see of, you know, where this charitable money is going to, and to see it actually impact the community that they live in and work in and play in, I think that's so impressive. And not only that, but looking at the initiatives that you guys do with the military and offering free tickets and for kids, I mean, this really is such a fan-friendly environment and experience. And like I said, when we first started talking, if you're not a huge golf fan, it is still such a fun event, and it's what has started pulling me in to actually enjoying watching golf tournaments. Like,
golf,
it is so much fun.
Yeah, so I also say, you know, from that perspective, we have a great youth policy. 18 and under get in free with a ticketed adult. And we heard from our fans that are mothers. We have added nursing stations on site for those mothers that are looking to come out and have a day with their kids and have a place to, you know, take care of their kids while they're on site. And so, again, we're really trying to make this work for everybody.
Jordan, I know you, you're involved in the business side of it, but personally, is there anyone that you're pulling for to win this tournament, whether it be at Tiger Woods or whoever, you want, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth? That would be pretty cool for a hometown, kind of a hometown guy anyways, a former Longhorn. Anyone that you're pulling for this weekend? Next week, I should say.
No, you know, I can't really say a pull for a certain individual or a player. You know, clearly we'd love to see Jordan Spieth. He hasn't made the weekend here the last 3 years, and he's a hometown favorite, UT grad. And so we'd love to see him, you know, succeed here. But clearly, you know, you just go back to, we have 9 of the top 10 players in the world here, alongside clearly the other top 64 players. And so I think it creates a very unique experience for folks to come out and watch these guys compete in match play. It truly is. If you haven't done it before, I highly recommend you take a look and try to come out here and experience for yourself.
We're talking to Jordan Uplegger, the executive director of Dell Match Play, here on Our Take on the Horn. Jordan, one of the things we haven't even touched on is the views from the golf course. I mean, Austin Country Club, you look and you have the Austin skyline right there, and you can't beat it. But there are certain vantage points that are probably more fan-friendly or, I guess, better to stake out earlier in the day. What would you say is the best spot to be on at the course?
I would say that we have the fan village that's kind of positioned right in the middle of the back nine as the players come down the 12th fairway. It's a great spot to convene, grab something to eat, listen to some music, and then also quickly jump out on the golf course and be able to watch the matches. More than likely in a very pivotal spot, because they're either up in their match or they're trying to win the match right here below the Pennybacker Bridge. So I would recommend fans to definitely find a spot somewhere on the back nine and watch some of the pivotal matches come to play. From the front nine perspective, you know, the first couple holes are really great. There's a couple nice little vistas that you can kind of set up on and watch the play come through as well. So definitely a couple great spots that I would recommend.
Nice. Well, I know that we are excited to get out there and to see this whole tournament. And I know Stacey's going to be pulling for Tiger. I'm gonna give it some time and see. I'll pick a favorite here at the end. Yeah. Yeah, but it's going to be a great event. Anything else fans need to know before they head out there next week?
Well, I would say make sure you wear comfortable shoes. Check the weather forecast. It looks likely that we'll have great weather. So bring sunscreen, stay hydrated, and if you're listening and you haven't come out and you're on the fence, come on out, take a look and try to experience a golf event here in Austin. It's truly a global event, and I think they would really enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it really is. It's awesome. It has our stamp of approval. Like I said, we'll both be out there, and it's the best sporting event in Austin. Yeah. So awesome. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. Again, that was Jordan Uplager, Executive Director of Dell Match Play. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get into some baseball. You're listening to Our Take on the Horn. We were cool, yeah, we was vibing. Kind of put my phone on silent, so welcome back to Slow Jam Saturdays here on the Horn. Smooth Jam Saturdays. Dang it. Messed up my own joke. All right. You're listening to Our Take here on the Horn. If you missed it last segment, we were talking to Jordan Uplager, with Executive Director at Dell Match Play. Exciting event coming to Austin this next week.
I love
Kicks
it
off on
so
Wednesday.
Much. I'm going to be there all day, or day. Well, except for Saturday and Sunday, because I have to anchor
working
in the studio.
Yeah.
But I will be there Monday through Friday.
Good.
Bet.
And as Jordan just let us know, tickets are sold out for Friday and Saturday. And he said Sunday is going quick. So figure out what day you want to go. Get your tickets, but get out there. This is seriously one of those events that you do not want to miss, that we are so fortunate to get to host in the city of Austin.
Yes. I hope it stays for a long time. Favorite part of Dell Technologies Match Play, as they would like for us to call it now, I love the practice round days. Those are the best. I mean, and again, it's Monday and Tuesday, so it's kind of not everyone can get off work and get out there. But like, if you can, and even if there's only one day you want to go, yeah, people want to see the action. I understand that. But it's just, there's not as many people. It's very quiet. Everyone's loose. And like, you know, they're not competing that day. The golfers aren't. So they seem to be they have a lot of fun. It's just, it's so cool to see.
And
I think
probably
for a
more,
fan,
I was going to say more accessible. The players are probably more accessible to the fans then too.
The accessibility is great. So if you have kids, I feel like that's a great time to do it. If you want to, you know, get them autographs and stuff. So if you can't make it out there on a practice round day, that's the best. Because you almost feel like you're just like out there you're like one of them.
Yeah.
It's just so cool. It's such a great event.
Either way, get out there, get your tickets. All right. Just a reminder, as a kickoff of the Spanning the Globe podcast that our man Dylan is launching on Thursday, we are doing a giveaway of 3 Texas Rangers bobbleheads, Nomar Mazara, Joey Gallo, Robinson Chirinos, and a pair of seats on the Rangers Express bus that's going to take you from Round Rock up to the game in Arlington. 2 tickets to the game. It's a blast. All you have to do is text in your best sports. Don't do that. 512-337-3776. We'll also allow you to tweet it in. DM us on Instagram or Facebook. Yeah, just get us at This Is Our Take on all of those.
We've gotten like a lot of texts. I know we don't want to. Do we want to read all of them?
Let's read a couple. We'll read a few.
Okay, this one actually made me laugh out loud. This texter says, "Don't run onto the field. It's dumb, and nobody cares about you."
Yes, yes.
I mean, it is true. But it also is very entertaining when someone goes streaking it out on the field.
But they've gotten good on TV now. They don't even show it. They're so good of like so quick on the cutaways.
You call it good. I call it bad because you're taking away from the experience from the people who are at home watching on TV.
I know, but don't give those idiots like what they want. Come on.
I know, but sometimes it's really funny, especially when they elude the security guards for so long, and you're just
okay,
like, dude,
that is funny.
Okay.
But also, then other people are just going to do it, and it perpetuates this dumb behavior.
It's not a problem. It's, you know, let people, don't be a fun sucker. Let them have their fun.
Ear, ear, ear.
Because
here come
they're going to,
You weren't expecting that one, were you?
I wasn't. That was really cute, though.
All right. If you are not in college, oh gosh, if you are not in college anymore, please, 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 please don't paint your body or remove your shirt at a game. My only stipulation to that would be unless you're Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum can do no wrong.
Then all bets are off. One other one we will read. We're not going to read all of them because we want to make it a mystery. Yo, Tiger, there's a Waffle House next to the airport next week. Hashtag don't do that. That is a punch in the face. But
yeah.
Look, he has come a long way.
He has. And we're excited to have him in Austin.
Yes, just had his prescription meds messed up.
We will host him with the utmost Austin hospitality.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. Okay, Jill, it's going to be a madhouse because Tiger's there.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be great. That's why I definitely would recommend going on Monday or Tuesday if you can. So I don't feel so bad about missing Saturday and Sunday because, again, as I, you know, tally the years under my belt, I like want to be around people less and less, like big crowds.
Yes.
Not necessarily, you know.
People,
so,
too.
People, too. Yeah, because they're the worst, myself included.
Okay, let's talk some baseball because we've touched on March Madness. Our brackets are beyond busted. You're hopping on the Liberty bandwagon. I think I'm going to...
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to go for Murray State.
Okay, for Jamonte.
Whatever. Yeah, you know.
Not Jamonte.
Ja Rule. For Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
I'm going to Firefest. You know what? We just got a sour text in. Don't do that. Don't give away Robin Chirinos, Texas Ranger bobblehead when he's on the Houston Astros. You know what, people? We went over this, and you're going to have to deal with it, okay?
Somebody's got to take these old bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Nobody... There's enough here in
and you know what? Robinson Chirinos is a great human being, so we will cheer for him no matter what. They also said, just kidding, love the show.
Yeah.
So you're still, we'll keep your don't do that in the contest.
You're still in the running.
We okay. still like you.
Actually, I think we should pick that as the winner off the bat because they already don't want it. And we're like, you know what? Because because you don't want it, you're going to get it.
Reverse psychology. Okay, let's talk a little baseball because there is some drama in the Texas
yes!
Rangers clubhouse right now. If you missed it yesterday, yesterday.
Two, 3 days ago,
yeah.
I thought.
2 days ago, I think. Yeah.
Thursday. It is that time of year where rosters are getting cut and players are getting reassigned and they're just figuring out. You have to remember there are 60 people in Major League camp and only 30 can be, I am forgetting my roster totals. This is embarrassing.
25.
Thank you. Only 25 can be on a roster.
She only worked in baseball for 10 years.
Yeah, and then I like bleached my brain of it, clearly.
You did. You know what? Oh my gosh, you're giving legitimacy to the blonde stereotypes.
Oh,
so Jill is now more blonde.
I literally
bleached colored
my brain.
It all makes sense now. But let me know, are you having more fun?
I am, yeah. Okay, so they have 60 men in camp. They need to get down to 25. That's a lot of cuts that need to happen. Of course, some guys are going to go on the DL. Some guys are going to just get cut from the organization completely. Some guys are going to go to minor league camp and get assigned to AAA rosters, AA rosters, and they're not going to be happy about it. One of those people is Willie Calhoun, who is throwing a temper tantrum because he just got reassigned to minor league camp and then assigned to the Rangers AAA squad in Nashville. And he stormed out of the clubhouse on Friday. And he, when he got reassigned, he has 72 hours to report to minor league camp. And the clock is ticking. He has about 48 hours left to report. If he doesn't, he's going to be suspended. And, you know, this is just one of those things. I get if he needs to, like, step away and cool off, but he hasn't reported yet. It's a bad showing for his teammates. You know, what is that?
Oh, it's horrible.
Now who wants to play with him?
Well, and apparently, so he was in the lineup one of these days for their two split squad games that they were going to do, and he was given the option to not play, even though apparently manager Chris Woodward was hoping that he would swallow, you know, his pride and make the right choice and would actually play. But no, instead, he went and, like, laid on the lawn beyond the bullpen at Surprise Stadium and just, like, laid back there. And no one could find him. And his teammates apparently they were trying to find him to, like, encourage him and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was nowhere to be found. And he went and just laid down for, like, hours on, like, this field beyond the stadium, just, like, sulking and pouting. And it's like, dude, come on. I had just read a story before he got reassigned. I just read a story about how he even was calling himself out, just being like, I wasn't, you know, I've matured since then and I'm like coming into my own and things like that. And my attitude was bad. I was in a bad place. I was negative all the time. And so I guess he still has some work to do.
Attitude is still bad.
Yeah,
well, and
that's so sucky. I hate that.
And it's interesting because there's a story in Dallas Morning News that you can read, but they talk about Sinshu Chu was recounting a story from 2006 when he got reassigned. He got called up to the major leagues, showed up for a game. They're like, oh, just kidding. You're going back to AAA. And he was like so heated about it, so pissed off. And he gets down to – and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go down to AAA. But he gets down there and he wasn't going to play. And his manager was like, you have to play. So he plays. He goes like 0 for 4, 0 for 5. After the game, everyone's gone. And his manager goes up to him and says, thank you. You and your teammates needed this. Like, you showed up for them, and that meant a lot. And he said at that moment he realized no matter what, he needs to be a professional.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, this is your job.
And
you have to
really
be a professional.
Just about you.
Yeah, but, like, could you imagine if you go to work and you get reprimanded by your boss and you throw a freaking temper tantrum?
Yeah.
And you just, like, storm out of the building, or you go and, like, hide in a corner office where no one can find you for hours mm-hmm. because someone hurt your feelings. I'm sorry, you got reassigned. For whatever reason, right now is not your time to shine in the major leagues. Work on what you need to work on, prove them wrong, and get your butt back up there. It's not a life sentence in the minor leagues.
No.
Work on what you need to improve on.
Well, and it's also one thing to have that sort of reaction because, again, look, these are competitors. They're fiery. They have, you know, they are emotional, of course,
yeah.
obviously. But it's just like when this is a repeated kind of offense and this is a trend and this is literally his attitude and it has been for a while. I just think that's what's so frustrating about it. It's one thing, you know, as a professional athlete, your actions are mm-hmm. highlighted because you're a public figure.
Yeah.
But I just, it would suck for people to see you at your worst. But when it is, again, you have to at some point, like you make the mistake or whatever,
yeah.
Of how you react to something and say you throw a temper tantrum or whatever. But you got to put your boots back on, your cleats back on if you want to go with that.
I like the boots. Texas Rangers.
Keep the boots. Yeah, exactly. The silver boot. Yeah, just grow up,
well,
too. I mean, learn from it, but, like, don't let it unravel and spiral the way that this
that it is.
Seemingly is.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because I'm, again, looking at the bobbleheads that we have in front of us that we're giving away, and one of them is Joey Gallo, and I think back, this is – Gallo was kind of this way. He thought he deserved his shot in the major leagues, and he was super pouty when
yeah.
he was stuck in the minor leagues, and he – Yeah, he was pouty about it. And you
and
knew
you were
that
there.
He,
you were with the Express when he came through.
Yeah. And when he was pouty
so
about
really
it.
So you really did have to deal with that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what it is? It's that frustration. And yeah, it sucks that you're not up there. But he finally, something clicked in him. And he realized, okay, I'm going to do the work that I need to do to get up to where I feel I belong in the major leagues. And now look at him. And he's having
yeah.
success. And he's a legitimate major league baseball player. And he swallowed his pride. He worked on what he needed to work on. And he got to where he felt that he should be and where he should be.
Well, at some point, you just have to realize, like, it's so much bigger than you. So,
yeah.
like, get over it. Which is, you know, also kind of hard because professional athletes usually have, like, you know, large egos. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, that plays into it. But yeah, at some point, again, you got to think about the team. And yeah, that may suck, but just be a team player.
Yeah.
Suck
it up, man. Speaking of being a team player.
I am always a great team player.
You are. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about a guy who can now buy his team because he got paid. That
oh,
was a bad
okay.
transition.
I was so
just
lost.
Stick with it.
Stick with me
right.
now. Meow.
Meow. You're listening to Our Take on the Horn.
I bet you know just what you're doing. You're not the type that's used to losing. First you build me up, then we just a touch. Leave me here in ruins.
Why did I do my Smooth Jam Saturday early? This is it.
Because you didn't know. We don't pick the song.
I know, that's true. It's another Smooth Jam Saturday. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Our Take here on the Horn. If you missed last segment, we talked about temper tantrums in baseball. Wah, wah, wah.
Me. I get to play. I'm going to go lay in a patch of grass and just sulk about it.
I never got to play, okay? I have no hand-eye coordination. We're going to get into some more baseball, but before we do that, Estacia.
Well, we are still talking baseball. We've
yes.
been teasing it all show.
Yes.
The amazing Texas Ranger bobbleheads that are up for grabs. And we've been having this contest. We've had a lot of great don't do that
yes.
that have been texted in. And again, it's no more Mazzara, Joey Gallo, and Robinson Chirinos in a Rangers jersey, not an Astros jersey. We apologize. But you know what? Take what you can get.
Again, there's room on the Wambulance if you want to hop on.
So the winner will get, not only will you get the bobbleheads, you also get a pair of seats on the Rangers Express, which is the big van that goes
big
to
fan bus.
The Globe Life Park. I hate that name.
GLP.
I really wish they would go back to Rangers Ballpark, but whatever. With that, We're not going to announce the winner just yet, but we are going to read some of the Don't Do That's.
And you have time still to get it in.
Yes.
We're going to pick a winner in about 5 minutes here. So get us on the text line 337-3776.
So one of my favorites that we've gotten is, if you are not in college anymore, don't paint your body or remove your shirt at a game, which is hilarious and also very true. Do not do that. And I had an old boss that was at a football game, and I didn't actually see it, but my coworkers told me about it. It had rained, and then the rain went away, and the sun came back out. And
so it was like muggy.
His shirt was soaking wet. Took his shirt off, like dad bod to the max.
Just go buy a new shirt,
dude. I mean, just come on. I mean, you're mid 40s. Like, you don't need to. You're a professional.
Again,
like,
unless you're Channing Tatum.
Unless you're Channing Tatum, then we will beg you to take your shirt off. Yes, that was a really good one. But you know what? Also, like, that always makes me think, too, like, you know, there's certain things that are just age appropriate.
Yes.
Like, for example, like crop tops. I wore a crop top last night, and I remember thinking, I don't know if I should be wearing a crop top because I'm 30 years old.
And it just felt weird. It looks good. You're fine.
Okay.
If it was like super, I would have told you.
Yeah.
If you needed to go home and change.
I remember thinking, I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this anymore. Is this a thing? Can
we still? Am I going to, are the fashion police going to come out?
Okay, another don't do that. Don't hold out on an NFL contract for more money and then end up taking less. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
I thought we had that one last week. We had one similar, maybe.
Similar. Another good one that I like, don't take a foul ball away from a kid. Let the kid have it.
Gosh,
be a grown-up.
Totally.
Or also, like, if you're a grown-up and you catch the foul ball, unless you're taking it home to your kid or a niece or nephew or something, give it to a kid in the stands around you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with a foul ball at your house? Nothing. It is of no value.
Okay, but even if you are thinking, I'm going to take this home to my kid, but then everyone's looking at you and this little kid's looking at you, do you still just say, sorry, I don't care that I'm looking
Yeah, it
like
depends.
A,
I mean,
if
ass. I have a kid at home, I'm be like, yeah, sorry, I'm taking this home to my kid. But also maybe I'd give it away because it's one less thing you have to carry and your kid's never going to know.
Your kid wouldn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, give it to the kid in the stands.
Honestly, I took when I went out to spring training a few years ago, I took some baseballs home to like my little cousins or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just think they were too young to really understand it.
It's like they can do more damage with that than
anything. Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the kids turned into a baseball player. And so, but still, I just, sometimes it's like when your parents like take you everywhere when you're 4 years old and you're like, yeah, I've been to all these places that I don't remember. So it doesn't even count.
Disneyland was cool. I saw it in pictures.
Yeah. If you can't drink, it's not a true vacation.
Ooh. Like
right?
No.
I mean, it's not that it's not a true vacation, but in my book.
No, because I went on some really cool trips when I was growing up that I remember that were fun. And I was like eight.
Okay.
And I definitely was not drinking.
Yeah. Are you sure? I don't know.
Pretty positive. okay, send us your don't do that. You have a couple more minutes, 512-337-3776, and we will either text or tweet you back and let you know how you can claim your prize. Okay, we teased it. I had a bad segue, but my joke was that Artie Moreno bought the Angels for like $189 million, $86 million or something whenever he bought the team. And now Mike Trout can buy the team twice over with his –
dude,
$400 plus million contract. And again, 12 years.
Did you see the Colin Cowherd take on that? Said something about was calling Mike Trout irrelevant. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dylan?
It was the most garbage thing I feel like I've heard. Yeah, his point, while it was kind of construed, he basically said that Mike Trout has, for, and I'm paraphrasing here, has the personality of a fish.
Okay.
Because
he's
not marketable.
No,
he's not.
I know he gets asked that all the time, like, do you think you should be more active on social media? And then, like fans can engage with you more. And he's just like, that's just not me. And he's still, like, a huge star. He doesn't have to be. But I understand that argument because it's just like, dude, baseball's really trying to totally, like, rebrand itself and be better with millennials and the younger generation. But so I guess he... You may look at him and those who are in baseball, maybe what they're like annoyed that he doesn't put himself out there more because it would get more people interested in baseball.
Yeah.
But I'm butchering the whole thing. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. That's just the day and age with athletes now. Like, you have to be on social media. You have to be active on all these things. You have to be available for – you have to be accessible to the fans. You have to be accessible to the media. You have to be all of these things. And I feel like Mike Trout is like the all-American kid who is just like, he seems like he's a really good guy and, yeah. and like all buttoned up. But that's it. He has no personality. He kind of reminds me of Jordan Spieth.
He's like the got a little interesting personality. Take.
Jordan that's... has a little bit of personality, and I think he's gotten better.
Yeah,
but like they're very parallel to me for some reason.
I don't
like
know,
very
dude.
Like vanilla.
Do you follow Justin Thomas on Snapchat or whatever?
I don't do Snapchat anymore. I don't either, but I used to. Yeah.
And I mean, you can see some Jordan Spieth personality on his Snapchat when they do their spring break every year, like with Smiley Kaufman and. Anyways, yeah. It's hilarious.
Okay, one more don't do that, and then we're going to announce our winner. If your child is playing baseball, don't be that parent that yells at the coach and the child and the umpires. Your opinion is not important. Your child is. Let them enjoy it. I agree. All right, Stace, you want to announce our winner?
Okay, our winner is our biggest fan, I think, maybe. When you call us out for giving away something that does not make sense, don't give away a Robinson Chirinos Texas Ranger bobblehead when he's on the Houston Astros. Well, guess what? You're getting one.
Yeah. So, joke's on you.
You are the winner.
Woo! Congratulations. All right. Thank
we
you
will
so
get
much.
Your information, by
yes.
the way.
Thank you so much to everybody who texted in, who tweeted in, who was a part of the show. Thank you so much for spending an hour of your Saturday with us. We hope this fog lifts up and we have a glorious day here in Austin, Texas. On behalf of Stacey Slayton, our man Dylan behind the glass, I'm Jill. Whether you loved it, whether you hated it, this was
I'm
our
Stacey.
Take.